Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hey, Dana, pop quiz. Guess what Hillary was right about?
Everything.
Everything! Everything!
Ask her if she's going to die mad about Hillary.
Steffi, are you going to die mad about Hillary?
Yes,
I am. Thank you for asking.
Yes. Everything.
Can you retell the story of you running into Hillary after the election?
Oh, I would be happy to. It's when she was still in her boot because she had broken, I believe, her ankle. We were at in the backstage of the Human Rights Campaign, and she had just spoken. And I went up and I said, "I just want you to know how angry I am at what's happened to you." And she said, "Not as angry as I am." And we gave each other a hug, and that was it.
Yeah.
And we both teared up just a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, this it's amazing how much shifted during that election, but also with the Supreme Court. I mean, when The Handmaid's Tale became a documentary, that's when we knew things had gone terribly, terribly wrong with what's happening in the Supreme Court.
All of us in our hats. Mm-hmm. All of us. Women knew.
We were being dramatic.
Travis is looking for it right now. She specifically warned many times about the Supreme Court and a woman's right to choose and what was at stake in 2016. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got Collins and all this crap about, "Oh, I believe Kavanaugh. I don't think he's going to overturn Roe." Yeah, whatever. I mean, I just can't with all of these women that are, you know, it's amazing. Kavanaugh abused so many people, allegedly, whatever. And he still continues to manipulate women to this day, including Collins, to believe that he's gonna do the right thing.
By the way, can I just say, Dana, I think Joy Reid talked about this, about Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas in general, having to listen to them yesterday, you know, both credibly accused of sexual harassment and or sexual assault, talking about, you know, the government basically owning women's bodies was sort of galling. But I just thought, amazing how the news that got buried yesterday is a woman who says she was trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell testified that Epstein took her to meet Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago when she was 14. She didn't go into detail about what happened at the meeting, but this is after the pilot testified that, yes, Trump flew to, you know, Epstein's island on his plane. And it's just, that's just one of the many things that's buried, that, you know, Donald Trump was accused of serial sexual assault and or rape, right?
Absolutely. I think we all knew that he was involved in the Epstein camp. So to have this actually come out and say he was on his planes, listen, and I'll say this, and I know our listeners believe this too, I don't care what party any of these guys or women are in, if of them help traffic or abuse young girls or boys,
can I just say,
not now.
One more thing that Hillary Clinton might have to deal with if Bill Clinton was in fact also on the
absolutely. I'm just like, really, doesn't matter which party. I know, bless her heart.
Oh my God, John Glenn, who else? I mean, well, Prince Andrew we knew, but Yitzhak Perlman. I mean, these names of men that were reportedly flown to Epstein's island. But yeah, go ahead.
And
sorry.
Listen, I know everyone's like, careful what you say. There's no proof that any guys did any of this. But if they even had knowledge, if there was a 14-year-old girl sitting next to them on the plane, there should have been a question of, why is this girl here surrounded by 15 adult men?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was wondering about this. An adherence to the QAnon conspiracy theory are defending Trump after the pilot testified that Trump flew on the private plane of Jeffrey Epstein. His QAnon followers were not discouraged by Trump's close proximity to a notorious pedophile. One of them wrote, "Remember that in any sting operation, one needs to get close to the target scumbag being set up." So it's all part of the plan.
Right.
Because
that was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It's all part of the conspiracy plan, as you can imagine. Yeah. That's how clever Trump is. Okay, so Dana, yesterday was a day, right, between Roe v. Wade and just that this Omicron variant is not going to make any difference in the complete douchebaggery of the right wing in trying to, fight Joe Biden, hurt Joe Biden politically in any way. Right, resisting mandates, on and on. We'll shut the government down over Biden trying to keep people safe.
I mean, this is a mess, and this happens every time, and we've seen it in our country and over. A Republican, if that's what you want to call Trump, destroys the country, and when a Democrat can't clean it up as fast as everyone would like to, suddenly it's a horrible presidency. It's not a successful presidency. Joe Biden should have saved us, and there's only so much one person can do after a Republican destroys the debt, destroys the country, creates a deadly virus, is responsible for killing probably almost 750,000 people, is a super spreader himself, and then it's Joe Biden's fault because he can't fix everything. It's insanity.
Yeah. And he's still out there gaslighting. You know, I always save this for you. We always hurt the ones we love the most.
Oh, God.
Yes. All right.
Looking back on the 6th of January, was it a mistake to have had that rally on that day?
Well, you know, I didn't have. That was a rally that was there. And if you look, it was a massive rally with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. I think it was the largest crowd I've ever spoken before.
Oh, my God.
And the real, and I reverse it, the insurrection took place on November 3rd. That was Election Day. And before and after. That was, to me, the insurrection. The January 6th was a protest.
Yeah. Okay, it's not a multiple choice, opinion quiz,
you don't get to
really.
Just make it up.
And also, by the way, you could just, you know.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
Thank you. Okay. To me, you know, that is really an insurrection. Okay, well, oh my God, please tell me he's going to get prosecuted for January 6th. Please tell me.
You know that I can't give you that, but it sure looks like we're starting to follow it all the way. I want to say up the chain, but when you're going to Donald, it's down to the gutter. Yeah. Yes.
Downwind.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay. Matt in Chicago. Is this the one that wants to tell Dana a joke every week? Probably. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Dana Goldberg. So,
good morning, Sunshine.
Trump was sitting in the White House one day, and somebody came out to him and said, "Sir, you know you're going to have to put trade holds on China and aluminum." And he looked at him and said, "Well, I know what China is, but I've never heard of the country of aluminum."
Oh.
No on that one, sir.
No.
I
you need to workshop that one.
No on that one.
Yeah, workshop that.
Okay. Those aren't even dad jokes. Those are
I
like
always give
jokes.
Points for someone calling a professional comedian to tell a joke. I'm going to give them points up top.
A participation ribbon.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite is when they end with, "Dana, you can use that if you want."
Yes, because they would give and give and give. Uh-huh. Liberal helpers. Karen in Colorado, you're on with Dana. Hey, Karen.
Hey, ladies. Wow, the two hottest ladies in radio.
What?
Well, that's saying a lot, huh?
No, I'm as enraged as everybody else is at what happened with SCOTUS yesterday. It just we're going down to a black hole. But yeah. I did want to ask you, Stephanie, if you can assign a different fart sound for each one of those black-hearted justices, maybe a long one for Kavanaugh, short one for Alito, whatever you can come up with. I think they each deserve their own fart sound.
You know what, Karen? I'm glad you pointed that out, and I believe this calls for me to activate fart machine number 2. Hang on one second. There you go. I believe
Perfect.
You are correct. All right. Thank you so much, Karen, for
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Why do our collars feed and pet the animals?
We're
That's
nothing,
what I would like to know.
We're nothing if not highbrow.
Judge
Absolutely.
Alito.
Thomas
said, "Oh, it just says rights to blah blah blah." Right, and then Thomas said, "Naming Coney Island," and then Rapey McForehead. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's different. Matt Gaetz is Rapey McForehead.
Yeah.
Rapey McPerjury said, "This is like a CNC, but it's fantastic." Thank you, Karen.
I mean, Aunt Lydia yesterday with the whole, a woman has, it doesn't affect a woman at all.
Drop it off at the train station. Yeah.
Give it to the.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Dana, like this poses, that poses no trouble for a woman. Just have it and just drop it off somewhere. Like,
I mean.
Do we have the highest maternal mortality rate in the developed world? You know.
But then it's also really fun when they're like, oh, just put the baby up for adoption.
Right.
But don't let a gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual person adopt that baby, because God forbid.
Dana, this is what everybody's saying. It's not just Roe v. Wade. They're coming for us next. Mm-hmm. They're coming for LGBT rights. They're coming. I mean, I was thinking yesterday, remember how we got marriage equality? You know, our friends, the Reiners, and everybody out here that was fighting the good fight. But part of legally why we won is because they took rights away from people mm-hmm. that already had them in right. California. And that's how we ultimately got marriage equality at the Supreme Court. This is the fact that they're taking away not just a right, but a right we've had for, what is it, 40 years now? 50? Yeah. I mean, the fact that they're taking that right away, talk about unprecedented, right? I mean, it's
no, absolutely.
And they're trying to use like the, you know, oh, like Brett Kavanaugh saying, we've overturned things in the past, and they try to make it seem like, you know, because it's the ones that enshrined racism, they're trying to make themselves look progressive, like, oh, look, if we hadn't done that. I mean, you're talking about taking rights away from people.
Not to mention that they have this case, and then we have to wait till July, when we know what's going to happen. Yeah. There's going to be plenty of leaks. We know what's going to happen. We have to wait another 8 months for them to come up. And I mean, I don't know the legalities around this. And listen, I'm not encouraging or discouraging certain things, but I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the morning after pill, people start stocking up on it. Like, ways to have safe and legal abortions right now, you know, that aren't necessarily medical by walking into a Planned Parenthood. Wouldn't be surprised if people, you know, just start stockpiling the stuff.
And if Kavanaugh says that we can ignore stare decisis, it is game on for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, let's go game
let's
on.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you've been accusing us. We might as well come get your guns, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. We need to start fighting.
Yeah.
And it's not fighting like they fight. We need to start fighting, period. Being on the defense and all of this isn't working.
Right.
And by the way, look at the polling and be scared. Gun lovers, because the vast majority of people are saying 90%. What polls 90%, Dana, in this country? Background checks do. Sensible gun legislation does. So, you know, if you're like Chris says, you know, you want to start this fight, okay.
We'll finish it.
Yeah.
We will
finish it. And we have the public wildly on our side, despite you, you know, tiny pool of gun nuts that don't want any kind of gun regulation, right?
Yeah, but we got to finish it. I don't want empty promises, and I don't want us just threatening this stuff. Like, we have really good lawyers that are on, quote, our side. Let's start writing up some cases that they did this with the abortion things where they knew that the way they wrote them, they were going to be almost impossible to not uphold.
That has been their long game for 40 or 50 years. They've been waiting for this moment for that long, writing all this legislation. They knew that most of it would get knocked down, but they've got this one little one in Mississippi that's going to go through.
Chris LaBoy pulling Dana Goldberg into his bloodthirsty caucus. Now Dana Goldberg is like, finish them.
Oh my God, I am Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, exactly.
I want to pick my fighter. Who's it going to be?